This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Well, a little bit of backing off on the soybeans, a little bit of influence into the corn, and the wheat is catching a little bit of a bid to start the week here. Now, if you look at what we did last week, corn, beans, we all finished higher. Corn was only about 2 cents. Beans were about 15 to 20 cents higher. But we did find some buying after that USDA report on the 12th. So this is at this time of the year, it's seasonal that we do see some upward movement in the market. We're hearing that there's conversation about additional demand for bean meal, and that's what drove the markets on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday last week as we started to see this market pop up. It was late session buying into that meal market that bled over into the corn and bean markets, helping us to carve out some gains for the week.
So, Greg, when you think back to last week, we don't always see that where soybean meal is such a big part of the conversation, but it kind of was throughout the week. What did you make of kind of that movement we saw, and what was maybe driving that?
Well, you did have a very strong NOPA crush report on Monday. The crush for September was very good. It exceeded expectations. You also have the concerns over Argentina at this point. Obviously, we know they had a heck of an issue with drought last year. They had basically a half a crop. Well, this is the world's largest exporter of meal in the world. So they're taking those soybeans, they're crushing them and shipping the meal. And that's a real problem when they're down as much as 50% of their production. Well, they're starting out this year in much the same way. They are on the drier side. Now they're getting a little bit of rain right now, but and they're planting corn, not soybeans right now, but that is still something that's going to be a concern. They've been net importing this year just to meet demand, and if that's the case, it just makes that much more expensive.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 2 even at 493.5. November soybeans down 11 and 3 quarters at 1290.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down $2 even at 182.55. November feeder cattle down $2.07 at 240.15. December lean hogs up 85 cents at 66.85. This has been a check of the opening markets for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.